Welcome to the Dot Metaverse podcast. Today we'll be hearing from Vishal Shah, General Manager, XR, AR, VR, and the Metaverse at Lenovo. And he'll be talking to us about building the enterprise metaverse for worker productivity. This was recorded at the Metaverse Summit at CES 2022, hosted by Touchcast.
Hello and Happy New Year. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to thank Ido and the Touchcast team for inviting me. My name is Vishal Shah. I am the general manager of their XR and Metaverse business. Pleasure to be here presenting at the CES Metaverse Summit. Boy, what a year 2021 has been. We were all excited about the Metaverse and the potential of the Metaverse and seeing a lot of you live at CES. However, because of the virus and safety concerns, here we are in the actual Metaverse enabled by Touchcast. So kudos to the team to make it happen. And it's a pleasure here to be talking about what we in Lenovo are doing in terms of powering the business Metaverse. So, there's definitely a lot of buzz around the Metaverse over the last 6 months, right? If you look at some of the market potential of what the Metaverse will bring powered by 5G, AI, XR devices, and blockchain technologies, people are looking at this being a over $1.5 trillion business in the next 5 years. You layer that on top of that with XR potential, which is above $150 billion. This is indeed a very, very exciting opportunity. Here at Lenovo, we've been working on building the foundation of the enterprise metaverse with our Think Reality platform for almost 3 years now. We have been the pioneers in bringing enterprise solutions in an open standard, working across multiple clouds, multiple technologies, and multiple ERP systems for a while now. So let me give you a little bit about my vision and Think Reality Lenovo's vision on how we see the metaverse powering the enterprise space and what we are doing in it. So, in terms of what the enterprise, what the metaverse is, and how it empowers the enterprise, for us, it's very clear that the XR devices, you know, AR and VR, will be the on and off ramp to the metaverse. There's no doubt that there will be a lot of 2D content on your phones and PCs and laptops, which will be quite instrumental. But as we go and talk about real virtual meetings, virtual concerts, virtual experiences, and being able to interact in a 3D collaborative space, the power of these AR, VR devices is going to be key. So that's going to be one key element of the metaverse. The second is going to be around creation of this 3D content, especially around high compute platforms, 3D rendering engines that are going to be key to being able to bring this content together. And here also, Lenovo has been at the forefront with its ThinkStation, with its high compute power platforms, which are preferred by advertising agencies, by content creators such as DreamWorks, to create content in this 3D space with high fidelity. The third is going to be around 5G and the edge. Right. Without a doubt, if you want to see the form factors of these AR devices and VR devices come down, things like rendering from the edge, split rendering, become a key element of making the metaverse happen and making the metaverse happen on the go. So again, this is where our ThinkEdge platform, where a lot of our products are well positioned to be part of that end-to-end ecosystem. And then the other element, of course, is AI across all these platforms, right? You cannot enable the metaverse without having sort of narrow AI applications across these different building blocks, and in order to make sure that the right kind of content is put in front of the worker's eye, or when you're collaborating, the right kind of content is tailored to you using AI. So as I build that construct of the metaverse, what we are seeing with the AR and VR devices is three areas, right? Productivity, collaboration, and overall the well-being of the worker. So the labor force, right? So in terms of productivity, being able to have 3D models in front of you when you're repairing a particular piece of machinery on the go, when you're in a particular virtual meeting, you being able to collaborate in 3D holographic space is something that we are enabling with our Think Reality and our partners. You know, again, I think collaboration is going to be the killer user case around the metaverse and enabled by AR, VR devices. The third thing that we offer is our complete end-to-end Think Reality application ecosystem, right? Which can bring in different technologies and different applications that are tailor-made to what the enterprise wants. So we do not believe in creating metaverse silos. We do not want to create our own Lenovo metaverse versus metaverse A versus metaverse B. It's about how can we have an application layer and a collaboration layer so that a lot of these applications can talk and interoperate. At Lenovo, as you know, we're all about scale. And in order to build scale, it has to be on an open platform and work across multiple clouds and multiple ERP systems. So that's where we really differentiate ourselves in being able to power the metaverse and create a version of the metaverse that is interoperable, as well as you know, can work across multiple applications and operating systems. So let me deep dive a little bit on the Think Reality platform, right? Which is you know, has been recognized as the ultimate platform that is powering the business metaverse today, and we're building the building blocks of it today. So there are four key elements to the Think Reality platform. One is, of course, cutting edge hardware. We just won awards for you know, the Time Best Award as well as the CES Award for our A3 platform, which is our augmented reality set of devices. Similarly, on the virtual reality, more immersive spectrum, we have our VR glasses as well, known as the S3, that are powered by, and our A3 glasses are powered by our Motorola smartphones as well, cutting edge 5G devices, and soon to be millimeter wave as well in Q1 of this year. So that's the first component. The second component is, of course, the Think Reality software. It's a cutting edge software ecosystem that allows you to do MDM, highly secure, cloud-based SaaS software that lets you manage your devices. It gives you the ultimate security and helps plug in your other MDM solutions as well. So in some ways, it's sort of agnostic and helps you create a complete solution to manage your devices for the metaverse, whether you are in the education space, healthcare space, or the enterprise space. The third is our partner ecosystem that we've built. Once again, we believe in a open metaverse standard and the ability to interoperate in the metaverse. So in order to do that, we've created a very simple way for our customers to plug into our ecosystem. And we are working with ISVs and value-added resellers such as HoloOne to create some of these solutions and integrate them for our end enterprise customers. So, you know, I strongly believe that the more robust your applications for particular verticals are, the more successful you will be in the enterprise metaverse. It's very similar to where content is king, called XR as a service. You know, one of the biggest challenges in the metaverse is going to be, and especially the enterprise metaverse, is how do we take some of these concepts and apply them across IT and OT in large corporations, right? So we are working with some of the largest brands, system integration brands like Tata Elxsi and TCS and Wipro, in order to bring these solutions together for companies like Micron. We just did an amazing deployment where we helped them with their standard operating procedures and put them on the metaverse per se, so that their customers have a digital experience when they go out and try to fix a lot of this machinery or get trained in doing that. So that whole end-to-end service, what we call XR as a service, in some ways it's become metaverse as a service, is something that we can provide with that fourth pillar as well. So again, the four pillars are the hardware, the software, the platform ecosystem, and then XR as a service. So, you know, the way we're looking at these applications in our workspace, right? Obviously, on the VR side, it's definitely been a lot of the training, education, and healthcare, where you do things right the first time in a virtual environment, where people are not traveling for training anymore, and most of the training by large corporations is going to be done using VR, the VR metaverse, where you experience the headquarters or experience the entire training programs and orientation programs over a couple of days using these VR glasses. So we're already enabling that with our partners, such as Uptail. And we're seeing some huge traction there. And again, the reason why we are the preferred metaverse partners for our enterprise customers is because of our heritage and security. Lenovo is known for its end-to-end security. The other part is that, as I mentioned earlier, is the ability to work across multiple cloud platforms and the ability to scale across multiple ERP platforms. So that's something that we provide. So that's one big use case where we've seen a lot of traction in the VR space. The second, of course, is just a general collaboration on the go, right? This is where the metaverse is truly, especially with 3D avatars, is going to be a big game changer for us. And that's sort of going to be the killer use case for these AR and VR devices going forward. The third, of course, is more basic that's happening already today, is remote collaboration and step-by-step instructions. So similar use case to what we did with our partners at Micron here, with our A3 smart glasses. So that's something that's, again, being used to really walk a worker or a frontline worker who needs their hands-free through a particular, through a particular operation, through a particular maintenance procedure or repair procedure, without with 3D, rich 3D content in front of their eyes, without having to refer to a particular PC or a laptop and get disturbed by that, right? So that's something we're already seeing. So once again, I think the metaverse is I know it's got all the buzz right now, but it's great to see as part of this forum as well, some real practical some practicality around the metaverse. And some soberness about what needs to be done. I think the metaverse is still, I believe, a destination, and we're on the path to getting there. I think with Lenovo's help, we're really empowering that and hastening that. And I think it's going to be platforms just TouchCast 2 in the future that are going to be a big part of that collaboration mechanism, and especially across multiple holographic platforms that are used for collaboration. So, we're all part of that journey. We're excited to be there with TouchCast and looking forward to sharing more information with you on the amazing Think Reality platform going forward. Thank you very much. Be safe and have a happy new year.
In the next episode, we'll be hearing from Mickey Edelman, the head of Strategic Client Solutions Equities at Macquarie Bank. For more information about MCity and how you can claim your free .metaverse domain, visit touchcast.com.